What does a product manager do? A product manager is a word like, or two words like, a producer, where you hear it, you know they exist, but you don't know. And then there's flavors. There's product marketing managers. What is a product manager?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the problem, is that it can mean many, many different things. Like, on some hand, you could be a very technical product manager, which I've been before.
So you have a team of developers, and you're leading them, kind of.
Yeah, you're working with them to figure out how to solve a bunch of problems, internal and external,
right,
technology and otherwise. You're going through a lot of data with them and trying to understand what's going on in the data.
So you're kind of a translator between the engineers and the marketers and the company, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the quote from Office Space that a product manager is a people person, right? They take the requirements from the customers and hand them to developers.
Right.
I mean, that's a naive view of it, but that essentially is what happens. It's like, what do people want? That's the,
right,
the primary question. A designer asks what makes
what
people happy.
What do you want?
The developer says, can we do it? The
right,
product manager says, what do people want?
Right.
And it's really those functions, I think, that work together at a company to produce a really awesome product.
Product manager is important, very important. But because you're not physically touching bits, I think sometimes people don't think you're doing anything.
Yeah, no, that's it's hard to explain to people, especially not in the industry, what the heck a product manager
right,
does. But it turns out to be a really integral part of a company. I mean, one of the biggest problems with product managers is there's a lot of bad product managers out there. So,
right,
like, finding a really good one is quite difficult, actually.
If a piece of software is bad, can I blame the product manager?
I mean, there's someone to blame, and it might be that person, but she might not to be blamed also. We just don't know.
Might not be her fault.
There's
okay,
so many problems that can go wrong at a company.
In fact, you often really think that when software is good, and this is actually the case, it's a freak of nature. It is, and that's why when you, I said with the doorbell, when you see something that's good, you kind of know it. It stands head and shoulders above everything else. Is
absolutely
that true?
I mean, look at, people think that Google was the first search startup. It wasn't.
Far from it.
They had a better product.
Right.
And that was key. And there's reasons why they had a better product, but at the end of the day, it worked and it had a super simple interface. I mean, remember Alta Vista? It was a whole mess of glowing ads.
Oh, God. There was a ton of them. In fact, Google came out of, was it go.com, which was an ad-based search? And I think it was almost a response to the fact that people were putting ad results in the search results. And they said, you know, we should really move those outside of that. We shouldn't have it be part of that. And of course, the page rank is a beautiful algorithm.
Yeah.
But it isn't always the best technology that wins, is it?
Oh, well, I mean, rarely does the best technology win. I mean, talk to the Amiga people. Talk
right,
to
BOS.
The BOS people.
That's BOS always leaps to mind.
There's another philosopher.
Yeah, Jean-Louis Gasset. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's what leaps to mind immediately is BOS for some reason, because it was so beautiful, so elegant, and it just never went anywhere. And it had such promise.
Well, when companies come to me and ask about this great product idea they have, and the first question I ask them is, what's your distribution strategy? That often I find great products don't figure out how to get it to people, for
right,
example. And I think that as you're building a great product and sort of thinking about what that means, I think figuring out how to get it to people actually usually is incorporated within the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you tell it, how your customers are going to share it with people.
Like virality is part of the product, isn't it? Getting people and to tell other people about it. If you're an app, for instance, you're swamped in millions of other apps on the App Store. How are you going to get people to find out about it?
I think it was, you know, one of the problems we had at Zite is we realized that too late on, is that the people who found Zite thought it was the greatest product ever.
I loved Zite.
It was a great product.
I used it.
Our retention was off the charts.
But it's getting that.
It's getting those new people
first
in.
First user.
And we, you know, as we were selling it the second time, we had plans to think about Zite Social. Like, how do you turn this into a more social service?
Should have started with that, huh?
I don't know if we should have started with it, but we should have thought of it much earlier on, for sure.